So the Rockets are out of timeouts, and they have about 81 yards to go as their defense forces another punt. I think they can do it. I think the freshmen can do it. So they're going to say officially down, actually right at the 20-yard line, first and 10 for the Rockets. As let's see if Schweigen can lead the Rockets on a drive with 1:48 left to play in this game, down 7-6. No timeouts remaining. Two receivers to each side of the field, ball spotted left hash mark. Sprinting to the right is Schweigen on the run, going to throw back, and it's caught by Mueller, 50, and he's out of bounds at the 45. What a great job by Schweigen. I tell you, to look at his receivers, he saw Wheatley was covered and said, hey, there's Mueller open, caught it. First down, 1:40 left to play. Line of scrimmage, the 45. And now we have the opportunity really to do some things here. And you can think about a field goal, too.
Yes, what a great throw and obviously catch. But what a great throw by that kid.
Line of scrimmage, the 40. Here Schweigen takes. This will be a run play to Zarlatanis to the 40. Still on his feet. Lunges forward to about the 36-yard line. Game clock running. Stop just shy of the first down. It'll be second down and one. Line of scrimmage at the 36. Game clock 1:25 and counting. Still have plenty of time here. Plenty of time. As Schweigen will take the snap. Off to Zarlatanis. Follows his blocker. Has a first down. Hang on to the football. Clock stop. 33 seconds remaining. You get the first down. 1:13 remaining. Line of scrimmage the 33. Now the, boy, the chains haven't set and they're rolling the clock. Come on, man. The chains weren't even set and that clock was rolling. 1:05 left to play here. Line of scrimmage, the 33 of Morrison. We're down under a minute. Schweigen takes, rolls to the right. On the run, throws. The ball is caught. Did Wheatley catch that?
Yes.
He did. He caught it and out of bounds. And he has a first down near the 20-yard line.
Come on, Rockets.
Now you are in probably field goal range. 50.
Right now, yes.
You're at 52 seconds left to play. Clock stop, line of scrimmage about the 22-yard line. Rockets started this drive at their own 20. 52 seconds remaining. Shotgun formation. Ball spotted right hash mark attacking the south end zone. Schweigen takes. This will be a run play off the right side. Still on his feet, Zarlatanis. He's close to a first down. He's in the Rex McCorder red zone. He does have a first down. And the clock stopped with 46 seconds remaining in the Rex McCorder red zone.
Come on, boys.
Actually at the 11-yard line. They can get a first down still. First and 10 from the 11 of Morrison. Here's Schweigen. Another run play. Zarlatanis lunges forward. He's down near the 5 with 32 seconds and counting. Up to the line of scrimmage come the Rockets. Do they have to spike the ball here? 27 seconds remaining. Schweigen will spike it. So it'll be third down. Third down at about 7 to go. Ball line of scrimmage looks like right near the 8-yard line. So you have one more play.
And then the
and
field
if
goal.
You don't get in the end zone, it's got to be a pass play. Again, 24.9 seconds remaining. Van de Geest would come in to... It looks like a little confusion on the play call here. Schweigen better hurry up and get the play in because there's no timeouts remaining. It is third down and about 8 to go line of scrimmage, the 9-yard line. Schweigen will take, rolling to the right, looking, throws. The ball is caught and diving to the goal line. Touchdown, Wheatley.
Touchdown, Rockets.
Schweigen to Wheatley. Oh. And the Rockets have taken the lead with 18 seconds remaining.
Oh.
What a play by Schweigen. Wheatley gets in as he lunges toward the pylon.
Oh.
What a drive by the Rockets. That drive started 1:48, and they score the touchdown with 18 seconds remaining. Here's the PAT. I'll take the touchdown over the field goal. Holy smokes, what a play by Schweigen to find Wheatley, who was sniffing for the pylon and got a touchdown.
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. I could cry. I'm so excited. I'm sorry, but this is so emotional for me.
Rockets go for two here. Zarlatanis to the left of Schweigen, two receivers each side of the field. Back to pass, Schweigen throws, two-point conversion. It's caught, deflected, and then caught as that was Liam Steele who caught it. And the Rockets lead it, make that 15
to seven.
To seven on the two-point conversion. What a drive by the Rockets. We'll have the Coppers Creek kickoff coming up. How's Bo Carlson doing tonight? A proud 1995 Rockridge High School graduate. Time for the Coppers Creek Outfitters kickoff. Illinois' premier bow hunting destination outside of Illinois City. How about the Rockets tonight in Morrison? Wow! Holy smokes! What a drive. 80 yards. Again, they took over. 1:48 left to play in this game.
That was
Coach Glenn Cook, no timeouts.
Don't ask me
anything.
And they
score with 18.9 seconds remaining. Schweigen
I don't want
to Wheatley
talk.
For the score.
I don't want to talk because it'd be just stupid what would come out of my mouth. That was so exciting what those boys did there. That's as good as I've ever seen Rockridge play.
All right, here's the kick by Vandegeest. He'll be able to kick it deep here, and Morrison does have two timeouts remaining, so this game is not over.
This game is not over.
Yeah, they have the correct score. It is 14-7 with the two-point conversion. They had 15 on the board. 14-7 is the correct score.
Boys, cover this kick. Please cover this kick.
Vandegeest will kick it across the field. Wobbly kick, stays in bounds. It's picked up by the freshman, and then he is brought down, and then a flag comes in. As getting up the field, that was Bonsack that made the special teams play again. And then a flag comes in right at the, I couldn't tell what the flag was, at the 22-yard line. We'll wait and see what the penalty is there because it was right at the tackle. It's a block in the back against them, so that's going to back them up to the 12-yard
we'll
line with
that.
15 seconds remaining.
We will take
the
that.
Hammer. No,
Landon, don't do that. I'm sorry, don't do that.
The hammer is Bonsack on the special teams. So Rockridge leads at 14-7 with 15 seconds remaining.
I got to apologize. Landon was signaling to our fans. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Landon. I take that back. I love you, man. Love you, Landon Bull.
All right, so 14-7, 15.7 seconds remaining. Line of scrimmage, the 11-yard line. Shotgun formation, Bielema takes. Throws it left side, incomplete. Anderson well covered by Mueller with 12 seconds remaining. Mueller caught a big catch in that drive, too, and playing with that soft cast. Kept that drive alive. That was a big catch.
Come on, boys. Hang on here. Come on, boys.
Line of scrimmage, I think the 12-yard line. They have the 14 up on the.
No, it's the 12.
Yeah, their scoreboard has been off the whole night, man. 12 seconds left to play, but they told me the Rockets were going to give up 41 tonight.
We have Michelle Reyes and Amanda Lewis running
our
scoreboard.
All right, it is second down and 10, line of scrimmage, the 12. Rockets lead at 14-7. 12 seconds remaining. They go on an 80-yard drive to take the lead. Back to pass, Bielema throws it downfield. And incomplete and intercepted by Steele. Played it like the Dye over there. Dye with the interception.
Ball game's over, folks.
So Dye with the interception. And then he's down. But he had the interception, and the Rockets are going to celebrate as the interception occurs. And I can't tell. It looks like Dye is injured after that play. So Coach Graves is out there, and I can't tell if he dislocated his shoulder or what the issue was, but he got the interception, and the Rockets will just have to down it with 5.6 seconds remaining.
Doggone it. I hope he's okay.
So I can't tell. It looks like he was holding his shoulder initially.
Doggone it.
He gets the interception.
What a play he made.
So they'll attend to him. The Rockets are going to win the game up 14-7. What a drive to finish this game by the freshman quarterback, Colin Schweigen, and great runs by Alex Zarlatanis. Victory formation on a Friday night. The Rockets will down it, and they win the game 14-7. All the scoring in the final quarter. The Rockets score 14 unanswered points. And they win the game tonight over Morrison. Rockridge 14, Morrison 7. It's high school football, the Mid-American Energy Game of the Week on WRMJ.